This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What is the horniest thing you've ever done? NSW. Matched with a girl on Tinder and sent her my address as my opening message. Nothing else. Hooked up with her on and off for a couple months. No regrets. Tried to make it through boot camp without squeezing one out. I caved on week 7 out of 8. I tugged it twice. Two tugs, not two sessions. In front of a urinal when the bathroom was empty for like 5 seconds and let out the largest load I've ever had in my life by a huge margin. I was rattled. Just stood there for a minute realizing what just happened. Took a pee. Walked away. Kept thinking about it all week. You're a frickin' trooper for making it 7 weeks. Not me, but one of my friends said he saw his neighbor's kid humping mud after rain. Said it was nighttime, and the ground was relatively wet. He heard some footsteps, and decided to look out the window, only to find that it was his neighbor's son clapping some dirt. When I was a kid, my mom told me, men would frick a mud puddle if they could. I laughed and laughed. I believe you now, mom. Me and few other people were at a trip in the Alps and I got so frisky that after we built a camp I climbed down like a quarter of some mountain that was covered in thick bushes and I jerked off while facing the greatest view of my life at a valley. Had sex in my ex's parents' living room while her parents had gone into their bedroom to talk. I'd say the most notable part about it was how we both immediately knew what we wanted to do as soon as they'd left the room. It's funny because they definitely didn't go to their bedroom to talk. I had oral sex with my ex at the hospital after she had a leg surgery. The thing is that there was another patient next to us and only a curtain of separation. We were about 17 yo, frisky as rabbits and thought we didn't make noise. Of course we didn't. To this day I think the man next to us heard everything but said nothing. Always wondered why that young girl ate her pudding without a spoon. I posted a lifting video back in the days when it was acceptable to use Facebook, mentioning I now lived at the beach 5 states away from home. I get a FB message from an ex from years prior. You in state? Yep. You single? Yep. You free tonight? Yep. Be there in 8 hours. She shows up and rocks my world for a few hours, like she had something to prove. I was usually the hammer in the bed when we were a thing. This time, she was, in a good way, the goodest of ways. We finish. It was fairly late. You staying? Nah, I have to be at a wedding in the morning. Ah, here in my city. No, back home. It's my wedding. By the time she said it, I realized she was fully dressed with her keys in hand. Judging by her Facebook pics, she is still very happily married. I was a frisky teenager and on a long haul flight, ended up fapping in the airplane bathroom. Euphoria was quickly erased when I realized there were like 4 people waiting to use the toilet. LOL, I remember doing this when I was a kid. We got upgraded to business class out of luck and the upstairs toilet in the double decker 747 was absolutely massive. I wasn't about to let this opportunity slip away. I was 15 and girl told me her mom would not be home. I jump on the bus to a crappy part of town to meet her. No clue where I was going and before I had a cell phone. I call her from the payphone at the station and she tells me plan change, her mom showed up. So it's getting late around 2 a.m. and I have to call beg my mom to come pick me up and she didn't even know I snuck out. Now I gotta go call my mama and let her know the truth about that night, lol. Update. Someone asked a separate question about it I felt was maybe interesting as well. I did actually have sex with her but don't know if it was before or after this story. When I did have sex with her, she actually lived in a group home and shared a room with another girl who brought over her BF and his friend. They were on the opposite side of the room with the friend sleeping on the ground like WTF. So yay, my first time was sad super quiet sex with like 3 other people in the room. She knows, bro. Parents always know. Sucked a dong for a Big Mac.
To be fair, I was very into the guy. One day we were hanging out and I was starving, so I said a guy would suck a dong for a Big Mac right now, and he offered. Seemed like a win-win scenario. Comma, a guy would suck a dong for a Big Mac right now. Very poor choice of words, guy. Made out with a random chick in some bushes in a park. Turned out she was a pickpocket. Joke's on her though. All I had on me at the time was a pack of smokes. Jerked off on a family road trip while pretending to be asleep in the passenger seat. My family was in the back seat watching a movie on the built-in DVD player. My dad was driving. I had a blanket over me and did tiny little jerk motions while pretending to be asleep until I came. I was 14 or so. He knew. Decided to masturbate into a urinal because I was bored and frisky studying for finals when I was in college. I studied in an empty classroom in the creepiest old building on campus so that I could be completely focused and not be distracted. I hadn't seen anybody in that building for 3 hours, so I didn't feel the need to lock the bathroom door or do my business in a stall like a normal person. So I'm going to town on myself and suddenly the bathroom door opens and stops mid-fap. Foreskin noises stops suddenly. I just stood there holding my erect penis for a second. Put it back in and leave without making eye contact. Still have no idea who that person was, but they definitely knew what I was doing and that I'm freaking weird. I can imagine someone else telling this story on here like, yeah, this creepy dude was jacking into a urinal with a door unlocked. When I was in third grade, I discovered pee and became obsessed with it. I didn't hit puberty, so when I came, all I got was a tingling feeling that made me love it. But when we were taking a test, I just went to town under the desk. Somehow I didn't get caught, but I'm ashamed for discovering that crap at a young age. I did it too. Was way easier due to no cleanup. Could do it anywhere anytime. I fashioned a fleshlight out of a Pringles can, some socks, and a rubber glove. More than once. I am the MacGyver of Frisky. How did you do it? Just asking for a friend agrees. It's super hot muggy out. My wife and I are in the middle of a 6-hour road trip so she can get to her lab meeting the next day at her new job. Huge, blinding downpour starts. We straight up can't see. So we turn the hazards on and pull off in the breakdown lane. So what do? I asked. We start making out and 3 minutes later, I'm bare butt naked. She's bare butt naked. And I've got a huge set of tea in my face. Car had absolutely no tint of any kind on the windows, and there was nothing in the back window to obscure anything we were doing, so anybody could see us fricking in the back of a crappy 2-seater Chevy if they pulled up a normal distance behind the car, like fricking in a fishbowl, man. Achievement get, junk in the trunk. I spent 5 days in the hospital years back for a blood clot. Pay. About 3 days in, I started getting really frisky. To make things worse, my wife was texting me nudes. I couldn't take it anymore and started masturbating. Right as I'm about to CM, the nurse rushes in the room, at which time I had to quickly act like I wasn't doing anything. Made me feel like I was 13 and my mom would come in my room without knocking. In a bit of a panic, she explained that they were concerned because my heart rate went up to 150 beats per minute, which is well above your normal resting heart rate. I played dumb. The funny thing is, they ended up keeping me an extra day due to this, which cost an extra $25,000. Most expensive fap of my life. Sent this, in hindsight really cringy, sex roleplay type thing to an ex through text, like just said all the things I wanted to do. Thankfully she called me and came over so I could release that tension. I put on my robe and wizard hat. When I was in college, I met a super cute goth chick in an illustration class that actually worked as an aide in the office part-time to help pay for classes. Welp, we ended up hooking up once, and then on out she would just walk by my classroom about 3-4 times a week for an entire semester, get my attention through the door, and I'd get up and she'd take me to this weird deep room within the school that only she had the keys to and would basically frick the crap out of me. It was awesome. Oh, and there were mannequins in that room. Dang. This man actually had a big titty goth GF, living the dream. I had sex on the dance floor of a big club full of people with a stranger. She started it, and she walked away and I never saw her again. Still don't know her name. Not me, but when I was a kid I fought my friend humping a hole in a tree. The girl that I lost my virginity to was down to do just about anything, anywhere, and it excited her to do stuff in public. We did quite a bit of crazy stuff, but one that I still kind of can't believe is that we had sex in the back aisle of a PetSmart. It was open. There weren't a lot of people in there or anything. It was a lift the skirt situation. Every other partner I've had since then has been incredibly tame by comparison. I feel that losing your virginity to someone who is willing to get their freak on is a real double-edged sword. On one hand, obviously it's freaking awesome. But boy, does it seriously warp your expectations for what your average sexual partner is gonna be like. Was playing the sardines game at church camp. For the unfamiliar, it's basically hide and seek where one person hides. The group tries to find them, but if you find them, you just hide with them. The girl I had been flirting with all week hides, then texts me where she is. In the stairwell behind the sanctuary. Well, I go there and she starts giving my BJ. The thing is everyone is actively trying to find us. Could we have waited until it was not one of our turns to hide and just broke away from the group? Of course, but that would be too clear-headed and logical. So our frisky clouded minds made it so where when I came, I instantly saw at least 8 faces peering through the little window of the door. They all saw. The rest of the week was real fun. Definitely not one of my proudest moments. But one time I hooked up with a girl through one of those hookup sites. Upon arriving at her house, it looked like something I had seen in horror movies. It was super dark and there was quite a bit of trash strewn about. So instead of leaving right then and there, I texted a buddy the address in case I were to go missing or never be seen again. Went in, started having sexy times in front of her roommate who was sulking because the guy she was interested in was blowing her off. Girl I was having sex with offered up a three-way. I never said I was interested in the other girl, but luckily she said no. Oh, and also during sex a pot-bellied pig came from out of the kitchen into the room. Such a weird freaking experience. Even though she was fun, I never saw her again. I was just happy to get back home with all my organs. Legit sounds like the episode of Family Guy where Quagmire discovers Tinder. Friends and I would sneak into a local gym's pool every night during the summer and swim. While completely hammered, this one girl was flirting with my BF and I didn't like it. We are all in bathing suits. So when we left the building, I threw my arms around him and said, "Let's frick." We did, in the alleyway, as I held onto the back of an abandoned toilet. Back when I was a freshman in college, I got a text message from a very attractive friend of mine. This young woman informed me that she would be making her stripping debut that night, then asked if I would show up to watch. Given that getting to her would have required a 2-hour trip, I politely declined, wished her luck, then went about my evening. Until another message arrived, in which the girl invited me to spend the night with her after her performance had finished. I started driving about 5 minutes later. Unfortunately, luck was not on my side that night. As I was coming to the top of a raised-on ramp, my tires started skidding beneath me. I fought to keep control, but my car spun out, slammed into a guardrail, and eventually came to a halt facing back in the direction that I had been going. Bizarrely enough, I was struck by the thought that the airbags tasted vaguely like onion rings. But I didn't have time to contemplate that for long, because a second vehicle seemed to encounter the same skid-causing hazard that I had, ultimately colliding with me from behind. To make a long story short, my car was totaled, and my friend went without an audience. I never did spend the night with her. TLDR. I totaled my car while on the way to her striptease. This man got cock-blocked by an on-ramp. That would be masturbating into a banana peel. Monk. I used to work somewhere that wouldn't let us bring beverages into the building. As a Coca-Cola drinker, I felt I needed the caffeine to get through the shift and be upbeat. So, I started dabbling in energy drinks. Rockstars, I think they were. I would kind of slam them on the drive to work, but by the time I'd get to the parking lot at work, it would feel like my heart was beating, but in my crotch. So, I'd go in the back of my SUV there in the parking lot, but parked far away, and it would take me like 3 minutes. Then, when I'd walk into work, it's like I felt everyone at the front just knew, and I felt great, regardless. The next few times, I had the decency to at least pull over in a completely different parking lot. But still, those energy drinks made me out of control. So, soon I figured out how to smuggle simple Coca-Cola into the building and quit having these spastic parking lot before work whack-off sessions. Flew across the country to meet a girl while in college. Several years earlier, it was the summer after high school. I drove several states over to meet a girl. No regrets. Apparently I had been so wound up sexually that I ended up dreaming. Don't remember what, and physically dry humping my husband. I drove 8 hours north to have a threesome because I had a huge crush on the dude. Some of the best sex of my life though. I once flew across the globe for the same reason. Dead butt asleep, both me and my wife ended up fricking at like 3 a.m. but didn't realize we're both talking the next day and we're like, did we frick last night? My wife and I call this a magic bang. I'm a straight guy, and I made out with a gay guy at a college party to prove to the girl I had a crush on that making out wasn't a big deal. She said, that was hot, and then still wouldn't make out with me. You really should have fricked the guy in front of her too to prove that fricking is also not a big deal. Had sex with my best friend's mother-in-law. After Christmas Eve party hopping with my best friend. Through his family and in-laws' Christmas Eve gatherings, I was offered to go with them back to his mother-in-law's to finish wrapping presents for the family's younger children. All I did was drink and lend a hand when they needed to move things. The best friend and his fiancé went to bed and I continued my duties helping the mill. As I needed to sleep this off before going anywhere, I was offered her bed instead of the couch and a shower with her. I got to lick Christmas-themed mixed drinks and whipped cream off of her and a shower session to clean off. This woman had years of pent-up widow needs. You know those Facebook ads you see for apps with stories that are just pornous with a little bit of plot? Yeah, I downloaded one of those apps and read multiple stories on it because my fiancé and I were apart for 2 months. It was fine for the most part. But I revealed in the wrongness of Greg has got to be the most lady boner killing statement ever. Me and my soul left a music festival about an hour before the headliners because we were both drunk and had been teasing each other for over an hour. We didn't get to see Phoenix, but we went multiple rounds that evening. In the grand scheme of things, not worth, but I don't exactly regret it. I just got off and went to grab a shower, and thought I may as well wash my dildo while I was in the shower. It's one of those big realistic silicon ones with a suction cup. Got in the shower and started cleaning it and just got wildly frisky all over again. Stuck it to the bottom of the bath and rode that thing like you wouldn't believe, with the shower on and raining down over me. Was pretty freaking hot. NGL. 10 stroke 10 frick. Now I'm frisky. I'm able to have multiple orgasms as a male. Saru once tried seeing how many orgasms I could get in one fapping. 16. Haven't been able to do it since. This is already buried, so I don't even know why I'm writing this. My boyfriend and I were on vacation in February 2020. We visited his best friend, and we all bar hopped and got pretty wasted. Well, his friend was so drunk that he couldn't remember his address to give to the Uber driver, so we all just went back to our hotel room, which had a king-size bed. We put him on one side of the bed, and he was out cold instantly. I decided that I was super freaking frisky, so while my boyfriend's best friend is passed out drunk, we fricked for like an hour in the bed right beside him. Apparently I was really loud. I have no memory of this. 3 weeks later I found out I was pregnant, with twins. Hooray for sorting by new, some of us exist. Had a cheeky wank in my best mate's bathroom sink during a sleepover in high school. Not my finest hour. Don't hate the player, hate the game. 24 now, but when the wife and I was 18, we fricked in a small lake at the public beach, in the water, in the middle of the day, people swimming, diving, everything else. Our other spot was at our middle school in her car or mine behind the building after school. Haven't done anything risky since we moved in together, lol. I've seen people have sex in the water when I was at the beach with a couple of friends. And oh boy, everybody noticed. They were trying to be discreet, but weren't very successful at it. When I was in 8th grade I ended up having to walk home from track practice. I took a longer route for some reason and walked down a fairly quiet street. No cars. No people, Frisky 8th grade me gave myself a tug while walking home. You can't walk and chew bubblegum. Well, I can walk and jack off. Read some comments and very reminiscent of my youth and love it. Thanks for the memories. In my wife's classroom between parent-teacher interviews, I was there as a parent between interviews. Not a good look in a Catholic school. Catholic schools have the horniest students. Saddest horniest. In high school on Christmas morning I decided to scroll Pornhub and enjoy myself while my dad was in the next room. And I don't mean my room. His room. With two closed doors. I mean this was the family computer in the family room and he was in the adjoining room with a fully open doorway in between. He didn't come in thankfully but I would have had no warning or time to react if he decided to. Dumbest. My first real sexual experiences were all very public. My girlfriend obviously had a thing for exhibitionism but I was too naive to understand that. We were both camp counselors early in high school and would regularly make out and fully go at it in super inappropriate places around camp. Like behind the arts and crafts building right next to the main road where my best friend's dad saw me and abruptly walked the other way. Note, never actually in front of campers but public enough that one of the senior staff told us to knock it off because no one actually wants to see that. She also gave me my first experience with head in a crowded movie theater. She was terrible and the adrenaline made me last forever and so eventually she just stopped before anything happened. Best, college girlfriend came to town to study for finals with me. We went to the group study lounge. 30 minutes in a come over to help her with study questions. That didn't last long and we started going at it, with my dong in her mouth and me knuckles deep. Luckily no one came in because, again, public study room, no lock on the door, and an open grate you can easily see here through if you wanted to. Later that weekend we were in my room and just as frisky and started undressing. Half naked and my friend came in, stared at us, who were perched in my lofted bed, and quickly backed out. We aren't good at locking doors. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.